This next story starts, as many great stories do, with an argument over hair care products.
Did you use the rest of my leave-in conditioner?
No, no. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
That conditioner? It's a weird bottle for that.
That was a clip from the short film Good Hair. It was shot here in Atlanta with a wealth of hometown talent, and we have its creators here with us, Catherine D. Holly and Frey Ford. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for having us.
Oh, we said at the same time.
Yeah, look at that. We're in sync.
Unison. That exchange not only kicks off the story, but it's also the genesis of the movie itself.
Mm-hmm.
Will you talk about that incident, please?
Absolutely. So it was Frey and I's first real argument in our mm-hmm. relationship. And as your listeners can't tell, but we both have very, very curly hair. And so conditioner is something that's very scarce
it's
and important
very valuable
in our household.
Yeah.
But he proceeded to use the rest of my very expensive conditioner, and instead of throwing away the bottle, he just left an empty bottle in the shower for me to discover it.
Yeah.
And so, like, our first serious argument, which later inspired the movie.
Yeah, yeah. We wrote the movie off of it because I never replaced the conditioner. And honestly, I think she would have rather me had replace the conditioner than make the movie. I think that would have been a better outcome for
but,
her.
You know, in the scheme of
it
things,
worked out. That's what I said.
You didn't come home and find him with another woman.
No, that was later. Yeah. That was a thing that happened another time.
Yeah.
Will you tell us a little bit more about the story?
So I think ultimately we have a story about communication mm-hmm. versus expectation, and how especially millennials, we are experiencing right now a lot of pressure to perhaps settle or plan for the future and what that future may look mm-hmm. like and all of those things. And so it starts with my character, Frankie, kind of following her a day in the life, starts very, you know, simple, small fight over conditioner and how all of those pressures kind of fall and how you handle them.
Well, and it's also because they're in different places in life. My character, Kai, he had a lot of dreams that he didn't achieve. And so it's her first day of her dream job. And he's watching her do everything she wanted to do while he feels like he's getting left behind. And it's so about that place in a relationship. It's like, how do we meet in the middle now? Where we started in the same place, but now it feels like we're growing in different directions. How can we stay together through that?
And children come up in this question.
Well, with our hair, we get a lot of baby comments. A lot of people be like, oh my God, you're babies.
I'm sorry, but I've got to say this. I've been holding it in all night. You two have the most beautiful hair.
Thank you.
Oh my God, could you imagine how gorgeous your kids would be? And what kind of hair she's gonna have when she comes out being fabulous?
Like a redhead Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Corey Matthews, but like three shades darker.
And so that was one of the main things we wanted to put into the movie.
Yeah, first week of our relationship, we got asked to have children together by strangers.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And then her mother. Like,
yeah.
So it was, yeah. You know,
no
it's,
pressure.
It's no pressure. None
no
at all.
Pressure.
Yeah, just first week.
And
yeah.
So it's, yeah, she. Frankie, my character, feels a lot of pressure. Her best friend's pregnant. Her best friend's married. And they kind of have this best friend couple that reflects what she thinks maybe they should be
mm-hmm.
Or that she's pressured to be. And she feels like, you know, she's kind of rising, but she's waiting for Kai to kind of be back on track with her. And how do you fix things during that gap?
The story started with an argument.
Mm-hmm.
How did that turn into a movie?
Well, we had when we had first met, I would say like our first time, we stayed up and talked for like 6 hours.
This wasn't our first meeting. It was our first like almost date.
Yeah, first almost date. And that night we had said that we wanted to make a project together and we would love to make like a romantic comedy. And then we started dating.
No, this is how it happened.
What is it?
We had a premise to make something together
mm-hmm.
and I was like, okay, so our options are playing like best friends, love interests, and I started naming things, and he was like, love interests.
We should play love interests and do a lot of research for the roles.
9 months later.
You actually met on a film shoot.
We did. She was directing,
Oh, so you weren't love interests in that film.
No. Oh, no, 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 no. I actually had just flown back from L.A. and picked up a short film project, which he was acting in. And so we met for the first time, and I was his director, and he was my actor.
You coached me in a kiss.
I did. Not kissing me, though.
Yeah, kissing someone else. It was their first kiss, though, so she had to coach us through it. Yeah, and that was our first real interaction together.
Oh, I love hearing about it. You know, because we see people on the screen and on TV and even in live theater, and, you know, we're told, particularly with film and TV, oh, there's all these, you know, technicians around them and lights, and no, you don't feel any electricity. Not true.
I would say we do.
Yeah, I would say, you know, that was one advantage, the natural chemistry that we've already developed. And
we have a shorthand with each other, for sure.
And you know, juggling a lot of different roles on that set, but being able to just tap in and ground ourselves in our pre-existing chemistry. And I think it comes across in the movie as well.
Yeah, I'm curious to know more about what it was like working on this shoot together as a couple, especially a project focused on the pressures of a young relationship.
Yeah, I mean, well, we were involved in every aspect. So we co-wrote it, we co-directed it, co-starred in it, co-produced it. So we understood the project in and out. And so by the time we were on set shooting, it felt like it was like we knew it by the back of our hand. And we could just look at each other and knew what we were thinking.
There are a number of Atlanta stand-up comedians in the film. Please tell us about casting and about using the city as a backdrop.
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of casting involved us writing roles for people that we loved and knew that were talented in this city. Frey, being a stand-up comedian, certainly pulled from his stand-up comedy family, and I pulled from my theater family, and the mix of the different approaches made a wonderful blend and really cool chemistry. We played a lot on set, so we had a script, but we allowed our actors to take it where they wanted to, put their input, a lot of improv. So we wrote this movie, but not without the help of our amazing actors.
I would say 60% of the final cut was made on the spot while we were shooting. So it was definitely, everyone had their creative input. And we wanted to show, like, the Atlanta that we knew. We didn't just want, no offense, a lot of white people. Can you say that? Is that okay?
You can say that.
We don't want a lot of white people. We wanted every race, every gender, because that's what we see when we go out with our friends. We see a wide variety of people, and that's Atlanta to us, and we wanted to show that Atlanta.
Coincidentally, our colleague here at WABE, Amy Kiley, is working on a story now about Bronner Brothers and the women behind that world-famous name in hair care and beauty products. That story's airing on City Lights on Friday. And Bronner Brothers figured heavily in Chris Rock's 2009 documentary, which shares a title with your movie.
Right.
Good hair, yeah.
Not to mention Beyonce using it in Lemonade. So the phrase good hair carries a lot of cultural weight. Would you talk about what good hair means to you and why you decided to give that name to the film?
Well, I think it's about being proud of it and owning it. I think for a long time, hair, specifically like ours, was not considered the norm. You know, I would say in the 60s and 70s, you had a lot of, like, you know, people of ethnic culture, like, trying to straighten their hair and match what they saw in the media. And then in the 80s and 90s, it became like, no, let's be proud of what we have. We have good hair. That's okay. And I think that's something that we can both relate to, is, like, not feeling like we have to match what should be normal. But it's like, no, this is who we are, and let's just own that. It's good.
Authentic. It is good. In fact, others tell you that constantly.
Yeah. I remember we were out to eat one time and someone stopped in the middle of the street to shout out to me that her hair was good.
So hang on to it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Your screening of the film, its world premiere here in Atlanta, is already sold out.
Sold out a week ahead, yeah.
And you're submitting the film to festivals. But you're also taking it on the road. Would you tell us more about that?
Right. So the premiere is actually a combination of a show. The first half of the evening is stand-up comedy, and after that we have the premiere of Good Hair. And so the show is actually called Comedy in Curls. And we really think that the show is a package in itself. Mm-hmm. You know, the movie certainly stands alone, but we want to take this show on the road. Frey has many connections with stand-up mm-hmm. comedians all over the Southeast, so we're in the process now of booking venues and picking dates for that kind of thing to show the world the show mm-hmm. in general, because kind of the buttering up of the comedy along mm-hmm. with the community intimate screening, we really think that it's going to be the perfect combination to experience the film.
Well, I think that's the most fun way to watch comedy. Like, what got me into film was seeing, like, Superbad when I was a kid in a packed room. And so I've always wanted to recreate that. It's like it's so much more fun to experience it in the full room. And so that's why we encourage everyone to come to the screenings.
Thank you for that reminder. I'd like to watch Superbad.
I would love to watch Superbad with you.
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Now.
Right now.
Take care to brush your long hair when you can't brush it any longer.